14-year-old Elena Mayo leads the ceremony as her mother lights two candles, one in memory of Elena's grandfather, another for the people who were shot and killed on Saturday, all 11 of them. In the Jewish tradition, the Yahrzeit flames reach upwards, like souls. The Mayos live a few doors away from the Tree of Life Synagogue. On Saturday, police say 46-year-old Robert Bowers burst into a Shabbat service, yelling anti-Semitic remarks. He opened fire in the worst attack on American Jews in U.S. history. The Mayos knew several of the victims.
These were people who got there early to make sure everybody had what they needed, who went into the kitchen and cooked meals and did things to make sure that people had what they needed, and mostly elderly people and people with disabilities.
Officials have linked the gunman to these anti-Jewish posts on social media. Bowers, who was injured during the gun battle with police, faces nearly 30 federal charges. Chuck Diamond, the former rabbi of the Tree of Life Synagogue, says he always worried something like this would happen.
This is a hate crime. Somebody who, when you put hate and guns together, it's not a good result.
On the sidewalk outside the synagogue, hundreds of flowers formed an impromptu memorial. Two bouquets were left with just one word, love. Love was a repeated theme at an enormous interfaith service as Pittsburgh residents, no matter Christian, Muslim, or Jew, came together to speed the healing. Organizers were stunned at the crowds. They shut the doors when they reached capacity of 2,300 people. Then they put the audio on loudspeakers for the 1,000 standing outside. And in a city driven by its Steelers football team, at Sunday's big rivalry game,
a moment of silence for the victims.
Unity in a city determined to rise above the hate, to focus more on love. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.